Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family, with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. If you were in prison and were going to be executed, and you were allowed to write one letter, what would you write in that letter? We have before us a letter like that, 2 Timothy. This may have been Paul's last letter before he was executed and went to be with the Lord. As you know, we've been studying the course Summary of the Bible on recent broadcasts, and this is our next to the last program in this series. We would remind you, if you're going to write for information on obtaining this course, you should do so right away. Our mailing address is given while the music plays at the close of this 15-minute program. So be ready with pencil and paper. You may also want to take some notes as we go along. Right now we're on Lesson 11 and page 4 of that lesson. 2 Timothy. As we've noted, this letter was written from Rome during Paul's last imprisonment. As the Apostle Paul looked about him, he saw departure from the truth and increasing difficulties for the church. In view of these conditions, he exhorts young Timothy to be brave and unashamed in the discharge of his responsibilities. As the darkness around him deepens, Timothy should train others as teachers, endure hardness as a good soldier, and stay away from evil of every kind. Paul predicts that in the last days that they will be characterized by terrible wickedness in life and doctrine. Timothy's great resource is the Word of God. Finally, the Apostle charges Timothy solemnly to carry on his work faithfully, preaching the Word, watching, enduring, in short, making full proof of his ministry. Just before we leave 2 Timothy, let's look at the second chapter and the 15th verse. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now Titus. Between his two Roman imprisonments, Paul had left Titus in Crete to see that order was established and maintained in the churches there. The letter to Titus lists some of the necessities for an orderly church. First of all, the bishops or elders must meet certain important qualifications. Secondly, evil teachers must be stopped. Thirdly, sound doctrine must be taught and obeyed. Finally, the believers should be subject to worldly powers and should devote themselves to good works rather than idle speculations. Let's turn to Titus chapter 3, 8 and 9. That's the third chapter of Titus, the 8th and 9th verses. This is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God may be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men, but shun foolish controversies and genealogies and strife, and disputes about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. Next, the letter to Philemon, one chapter long, 25 important verses. There are three principal characters in this book: Philemon, Onesimus, and Paul. Philemon was a Christian who lived in Colossae and was a close friend of Paul. Onesimus was his slave who ran away from him. Onesimus fled to Rome, where he met Paul in prison and was saved through the apostle. In this letter, Paul asks Philemon to receive Onesimus back, not now as a slave, but as a brother in the Lord. Paul offers to pay any loss incurred by Onesimus by telling Philemon, "Charge that to my account." This, of course, is a lovely picture of the gospel, showing how Christ took our sins and charged them to his account. Yes, like Onesimus, we are God's property, yet we've robbed him and are fugitives. how he longs for us to hear the good news that he still loves us and wants to forgive us. As we repent and believe that great debt of sin then is charged to the account of the Lord Jesus. He paid it all on Calvary. Something for you to think about as we pause for some music. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We are currently going through the Bible book by book, following the course Summary of the Bible. This course is written by William MacDonald and provides us with an excellent overview of the Scriptures. Remember, we'd like you to have a copy of this correspondence course. You may use it as a correspondence course or use it as a reference book. Be sure to write down our address, which will be given at the close of the program. Now the book of Hebrews. The author of this letter is unknown. Many presume it to be one of Paul's letters, and that's why it's included in this section. However, the safest position is to say that we do not know definitely who wrote this epistle to the Hebrews. The purpose of the letter is clear. Many of the first inquirers into the Christian faith were Jews. They heard the gospel preached and became interested. Some even professed faith in Christ. However, the simplicity of Christianity was in marked contrast to the colorful ceremonies of Judaism. Thus, many of them were tempted to turn away from Christ, whom they could not see, to a temple, an altar, a priesthood, and sacrifice which they could see. The writer of this letter to the Hebrews, therefore, shows the superiority of Christianity to all that ever went before it. Instead of worshiping in a man-made tabernacle, for instance, we enter by faith into the presence of God in heaven and worship there. Instead of having a priest who is a sinner and who will someday die, we have a great high priest who is holy, harmless, undefiled, and who will never die. In other words, the things of Judaism were visible, but only temporary and incomplete. They were but shadows, the types, the pictures of the person and work of Christ. The things of Christianity, though invisible, are real and eternal. They are seen by faith, and without such faith, it is impossible to please God. Notice Hebrews 11 and verse 6. That's the letter to the Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Moving on to the book of James. This letter from James to Jewish Christians scattered throughout the then known world is thought to be the earliest New Testament epistle. It was probably written during the first days of the church, when the membership was largely Jewish and when Jewish customs still prevailed. By the way, many feel that James was the brother of our Lord. James writes a very practical epistle, rebuking such sins as class distinctions, an unbridled tongue, envy, strife, and oppression of the poor. He emphasizes the difference between faith, which is mere profession, and that which results in good works. He does not contradict Paul's teaching that we are saved by faith alone, but insists that true faith results in a life of good works. As we close the book of James, let's look at the fifth chapter and the seventh and eighth verses. That's James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it, until it gets the early and late rains. You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. And thus we close the book of James. Next time we're together, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, Jude, and the Revelation. We've been studying together the Emmaus Correspondence Course, Summary of the Bible. Before studying individual books of the Bible, it's valuable to have an overview of the entire Bible, such as this course. It helps you to fit the various books into place. If you would like this correspondence course, then write to us. Our address will be given in just a few moments. Remember, there are many Emmaus courses. There are New Testament book studies. There are courses on witnessing, on doctrine. There are advanced studies and special courses for children. Write for our catalog of these courses. We hear much these days about continuing education. What better continuing education could you have than in the Bible? Stay tuned for our address. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.